parental consent. New Hampshire Rules for the Education of Children with Disabilities, ed. 1120.04. School districts must request parental consent in writing for special education and related services to be provided to a child with a disability, as well as for other activities that are part of the special education process, except in certain circumstances. Consent means you have been fully informed of all information relevant to the activity for which consent is sought in your native language or other mode of communication. You understand and agree, in writing, to the carrying out of the activity for which your consent is sought, and that the consent describes the activity and lists the records, if any, that will be released and to whom. And, 1, you understand that the granting of consent is voluntary, and you may revoke consent at any time. 2, your revocation of consent does not negate, (undo, an action that has occurred after you gave your consent and before you revoked it. You have 14 days from the date of the school district's request to respond in writing. The 14-day time limit shall be extended if you and the school's district mutually agree to an extension. Parental consent must be in writing, and it must be, quote, informed, quote. That is, you must understand what is being proposed, what the consequences, pros and cons, are of the action the school is proposing, and why the IEP team is proposing the changes for which your consent is requested. School districts must obtain your informed written consent before conducting an initial evaluation, initial provision of special education and related services to a child with a disability, annual renewal of the IEP and placement of a child with a disability, determining or changing the disability classification, changing the nature or extent of the special education or special education and related services, conducting a re-evaluation, access to public insurance pursuant to 34 CFR 300.154D, and each time the school district proposes to access private insurance. Consent is also required for time extensions for re-evaluations. Upon written consent of the parties, the 60-day time limit required by ED 1107.01D may be extended by a specific number of days, not to exceed 30 days. Excusal of the IEP team members under certain conditions, ed. 1103.01E. Note, consent for the initial evaluation cannot be construed as consent for initial provision of special education and related services. School districts are not required to obtain your consent before reviewing existing data as part of your child's evaluation or re-evaluation, or administering a test or other evaluation that is given to all children unless consent is required of parents of all children. Special circumstance. If the school district does not receive your written consent within 14 days and it can demonstrate that it has taken reasonable measures to obtain your consent, the school district may implement the following. Annual renewal of the IEP and placement of a child with a disability. Determining or changing the disability classification. Changing the nature or extent of the special education or special education and related services. Conducting a re-evaluation. Reasonable measures include detailed records of telephone calls attempted and the results of those calls, copies of correspondence sent to you by certified mail, return receipt requested, and any responses received and/or detailed records of visits made to your home or workplace and the results of those visits. For children who are in the custody of DCYF and parental rights have been terminated, the state may appoint an educational surrogate. When you are considering consent, it is very important that you ask questions about any aspect of the activity for which you are being asked to consent. It is important that you return the consent form to the school district within 14 days or agreed upon time frame. The time frame begins on the date the school district sent the consent form to you. Please consider that if the consent form comes to you in the mail, a few days of the 14 days may already have passed by the time you receive the request for your consent. It is your responsibility to respond. There are four ways you may respond to a school's request for your consent. The outcomes for each response that you may choose are: you give consent, the proposed changes will happen. If you refuse that consent, the school district cannot implement the proposed changes. The school district has several options for trying to obtain your consent. The school district may hold another IEP team meeting to discuss your concerns. The school district may ask you to participate in a voluntary alternative dispute resolution process, such as mediation or a neutral conference, in order to reach an agreement. The school district is required for specific proposals to request a due process hearing. The school district may not use its consent override procedures if you refuse consent or fail to respond to a request for consent to provide special education and related services for the first time. If you have enrolled your child in a private school at your own expense. If you are homeschooling, home education, your child in accordance with RSA 193-A. Homeschooled students with disabilities do not, however, retain the right to receive the free and appropriate public education provided by the school district to public school students with disabilities. Note: if you refuse consent for your child to receive special education and related services for the first time, the school district is not in violation of the requirement to provide a free, appropriate public education, FAPE, to your child, and is not required to have an IEP meeting or develop an IEP for your child for those services. Parents of children with disabilities shall have 14 days after the sending of written prior notice under ED 1120.03 to sign documents included with the notice to indicate consent or refusal of consent or partial consent. Upon receipt of a parent's partial consent, the LEA may schedule a mutually agreeable time and date for an IEP team meeting. Shall, if requested by the parent, pursuant to ED 1109.06b, convene the IEP team to discuss the requested changes and or additions to the IEP, except as set forth in 3 below, and may refuse to convene the IEP team meeting if it determines that the requested changes and or additions to the IEP have been addressed at a prior IEP team meeting. In such event, the LEA shall issue a written prior notice pursuant to ED 1109.06b3, explaining why the LEA refuses to convene the meeting. When the parent refuses consent to one or more of the proposed services or activities, and/or requests changes to services or activities in the initial proposal, the parent shall specify in writing the items that they are refusing or requesting. If you fail to respond within 14 days or within the mutually agreed-upon time extension, and the school district can demonstrate that it has taken reasonable measures to obtain your consent, the school district can proceed as follows. Conducting an initial evaluation. The school may pursue the evaluation by using alternative dispute resolution, pages 13 to 14 and 18 to 21, or request a due process hearing. Annual review of the IEP and placement of a child with a disability, including determining or changing the disability classification, changing the nature or extent of the special education or special education and related services, and conducting a re-evaluation. The school district shall implement its proposal. Each time the public agency proposes to access private insurance, the school district may not pursue further actions. Refusal is not giving consent to all or part of a school district proposal and is not the same as revoking consent for all special education. Revocation. If a parent revokes consent for all special education in writing, the school district must provide a written prior notice that the school district will be discontinuing all special education services. Must discontinue all special education services. Must not use mediation or due process procedures to obtain an agreement. Shall not be considered in violation of the requirement to provide FAPE. Shall not be required to convene an IEP team meeting. When you revoke consent in writing, the district is prohibited from providing all special education services. Please refer to Appendix A regarding withdrawal of consent for access to public insurance.